Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Dalton Kincaid, let's go to the final play. Okay, so let's kind of start it off in totality here and from the beginning. A lot's been made about the Bills just not picking up the blitz, and they did not, of course. I mean, you have Osiris Torrance turning like, oh my God, like he's the blitzer's going right by him. On Monday, very, very real, like honest conversation with Osiris Torrance that I appreciate, that he gave us insight into what happened. He said, when the Chiefs show blitz on one side, they generally come from the other. Mm-hmm. They were showing the offensive right where he is. So the Bills slid protection to the left because that's kind of their MO. That's what they do. Josh said after the game on his first cadence, which is what that means is everybody when he's going hut, 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 to see what the other team does. When he did that, he looked, they didn't back off. They were where they were. He's like, okay, they kind of had it in their head. They're blitzing from the left. We're good here. We don't need to change anything. Of course, that's not what happened. Give credit to Steve Spagnuolo. I'm still having people wondering why they didn't do this, why they didn't do that. I got RG3 out here telling me how Josh still could have changed the protection and all these people changing protection. Look, they screwed it up, right? They didn't have the right protection on. I get that. But the answer, I understand, which is Josh said, I gave a first cadence. They didn't move. So we see this here. Now we think this is where they're coming from. They slide that way. They got beat. It was a better call by Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs.
I was going to say, they got outcoached. It was one instance where they got outcoached. And
that's right.
There's a lot of different people that this falls on because, of course, this has been the national narrative, or at least one of the national narratives for the last couple of days. I don't love the hit Shakir in the flat thing. I don't think that it's as easy as if you hit Shakir in the flat, then it's an easy first down, because I don't know if that's the case.
But also, I don't think Josh could turn that quickly to hit him.
Well, that's what I mean.
He's
got two guys running at him. And Warren Sharp posted the play yesterday for the angle, specifically kind of showing the drop from Kincaid. And it was like, hey, cover your eyes, Bills fans. And the thing that I keep going back to is it almost feels like that play is the perfect microcosm of the entire season, where something went wrong. Your quarterback was spectacular and able to get you out of it, make an unbelievable play, and then it still comes up short and isn't enough. So to me, it is very simply, there's a lot that goes into the play. Josh Allen somehow hit Dalton Kincaid in the hands. It needs to be caught. He's a first-round pick. He was a player who was drafted because he is so reliable as a pass catcher. You know, he's a weapon offensively. Hey, he's not a tight end. He's a weapon offensively. Hit him in his hands. Josh made an amazing play after the entire offense screwed up with not recognizing what was going on. And that's probably why we're having this podcast today. I really do think, at the very least, it's probably going overtime. There's about a minute 40 on the clock. If they catch that ball, they're not going to take a timeout there. If they catch that ball, they're going to be at the 34-yard line. There's about a minute 40 left on the clock. At that point, I think they would have gotten into a game of chicken, because I don't think they would have wanted to give the ball back to the Chiefs. So I think they would have probably run the ball a couple times just to see what happens, get themselves in a more favorable field goal position. And then at that point, imagine the Chiefs take their timeouts, and then the Bills probably have a play to convert on third down. If they get that, then obviously they're trying to go for the win. So there's a lot that we can talk about with that final play. They got outcoached, and somebody needs to be, you know, blamed for that. I don't know if that's the line, if making a mistake. I don't know if Joe Brady's not putting it on their radar. I don't know if Cromer's not putting it on their radar beforehand, or if Spags just gets the win. And maybe it's that. Maybe he just gets the win. But at the end of the day, like, Josh got a throw off on a play that probably nobody else in the league is able to get a throw off, and hit his first round tight end in the hands, and they still – it still didn't work.
It wasn't the easiest catch, but it has to be made. I agree. It wasn't the easiest. It was coming towards me right on the same angle. And I will tell you, when the ball was lofted, I saw, oh my God, there's Dalton Kincaid. He was moving this way and then had to suddenly stop in the other way.
Yep. And I don't want to blame this on, I don't want to put it on one person because it's not on one person, right? There's a lot of different things that can happen in a game. This is not the Mark Andrews drop. This is not a, oh my gosh, that's an easy catch. It's not that. Every other player on that team makes the catch. Every other player on the Bills roster would have been able to adjust with this pace that he was going at, stop and turn around and make the catch.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know, but he didn't make it, right?
I know.
Big assumption, but I don't know. I would say too that I know this sounds weird. Eric Wood talked a lot of it, so I know I'm not crazy when I say this. This is not like excuse making. It's not at all. The field was very hard. I think the short yardage with Josh and that play mattered on the field being so hard, like trying to get your footing and turn a little bit. Like even Josh on the short yardage stuff, it just seemed like there was no, like, I'm not saying like on skates, right? But it's a lot harder when the field is that hard. And I do think that mattered to that play. And it also mattered to
probably
some of the short yardage.
And I'll say this too. And I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to pile on or anything like that, because obviously it is a harder catch to make, but there's so many different things that I can look to with the offense and go, well, you wouldn't have even been in that position if this, like even the plays on the earlier drive. I know a big talking point for the next several months is probably going to be, where was James Cook at the end of the game? He was so effective. I think it's a little bit of game script, but I also think it's just a little bit of the Bills trying to do what they did all year and not budging. Having Ty Johnson out there, giving James Cook a couple, you know, couple plays off on third downs, having Ty Johnson on the field. So it's just
my guess is, and we haven't heard from Joe Brady. My guess is they wanted Ty out there for pass protection, because he's so much better. But and maybe you even have the Chiefs think he's there for pass protection, then he can still leak out. That's my guess. But man, you had a lot of time. You didn't have to rush everything. It just seemed like things were rushed a little bit the whole game, to be honest.
Well, that last drive, I'm pretty sure they passed on first down on their first play, incomplete pass. And then after Josh scrambled for the first down, then I believe they passed again on first down, also for an incomplete pass. So now you're playing behind the sticks. So, you know, I'm always I never want to see you hand it off on second
down. No, it wasn't a pass. It was a negative one sweep on first down to start the drive.
To Ty Johnson?
Ty Johnson had a toss sweep that went for negative yards, and then Josh scrambled for 13.
Well, there you go.
Is what happened.
So the first play, so negative Ty Johnson one yard, then Josh runs. Then I think on the next one, I think Josh is trying to hit Shakir kind of up the seam, and it almost looked like for a second it was going to be intercepted, almost looked like a little bit of a throwaway, but it looked like there was some miscommunication there, and then you're playing behind the sticks. I would have not loved a second and 10 run to James Cook, even though I know it's four down territory there. But at the same time, you know, I would have probably wanted to see him out on the field. He was averaging between his rushes and passes or catches like 8-something yards a carry or 8.5 yards a touch or something in that game.